the Memorare. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly to you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. Amen.
Across the Gulf South.
It's 7 a.m.
Time to wake up
on Catholic Community Media.
Good morning. You're listening to Wake Up on this beautiful Friday morning. You're tuning your heart to the truth with us today. I'm Gabby Smith along with Damian Collado, David Dawson. Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning, Gabby.
Hey.
Wow, we have a great show for you today, but before we get started, Damian, let's say a quick opening prayer.
Let's do that. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Teach us, we pray, with a humble heart, so that we may be counted among the little ones of the gospel, to whom the Father promised to reveal the mysteries of his kingdom. Obtain for us the eyes of faith, that will help us recognize in the poor and suffering the very face of Jesus. Lord, sustain us in the hour of trouble and trial, and if we fall, let us experience the joy of the sacrament of forgiveness. Grant us your tender devotion to Mary, Mother of Jesus, and our Mother. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Today's saint is Saint Hilary of Arles. We will learn more about this saint later on in today's show. We have a great and fun show for you today, starting off with Eric Miller. He's a state advocate for the Louisiana State Council Knights of Columbus. And in 6 minutes, he's going to be joining us and updating us on the many, many things the Knights of Columbus are up to. Stuff for all ages. So looking forward to hearing from Eric. In 18 minutes, Jeff Young, the Catholic foodie, joins us, and we always look forward to hearing about recipes and food topics from Jeff Young. So that's coming up in 18 minutes, or 16 minutes rather. And in 35 minutes, David Dawson is on location today. Dave, where are you and what's going on?
I'm at the Crown Plaza, and you can kind of tell by the background noise. We're starting to have a good time right here. I'm with the Louisiana State Court Catholic Daughters, and they're having their statewide convention here. It's going to be a blast. When I come back, we're going to be talking to some of them.
Great. And you can hear there's a lot of action over there. So thanks for being there. I love remotes. And last but not least, in 48 minutes, Allison Daigle joins us. She is the CEO of Women's New Life Clinic. And today she joins us to give us her monthly update. Always wonderful stuff happening at Women's New Life Clinic, Damian. And looking forward to your weather report. What do you have for us?
Well, we've got a lot of rain, just as predicted. The folks in Baton Rouge, Houma Thibodeau, the North Shore all woke up to thunderstorms and a lot of rain, and it looks like it's going to continue throughout the day. Right now, the folks in New Orleans, you should be getting a big cell coming your way in the next 30 to 45 minutes. In the meantime, 100% chance of rain if you want to know the odds, and the storms could bring about 1 to 2 inches of rain. That's at least what's expected tomorrow. Pretty much the same thing, 80% chance of rain and thunder showers. Sunday, it starts to improve. We only have a 20% chance of rain, so that'll give us an opportunity to get out for the weekend and dry out a little bit. Highs are going to be in the mid-80s, lows around 70. Temperatures in and around the area right now. Baton Rouge and Covington, it's 71 degrees. Over in Gulfport, it's 74. And in Houma Thibodeau in New Orleans, it's 75 degrees. So a lot of rain in the areas that we just mentioned. And be careful on the roads today as you're bringing the kids to school or heading to work or just getting an early start to Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so don't go too far because Eric Miller is going to be coming our way. He has the news about the Knights of Columbus State Convention, which is taking place as of today. And we also will have the gospel reading here on Wake Up. It's 5 after.
Music.
A good Friday to you. I'm Father Chris Decker with today's Gospel. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
Thank you, Father Chris Decker, for today's Gospel. It is 8 past the hour on Wake Up. Eric Miller now joins us. He is the state advocate for the Louisiana State Council's Knights of Columbus. Good morning, Eric. Thank you for being with us today.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, this weekend must be the weekend of conventions and conferences, because that is exactly what the Louisiana State Convention is, exactly what the Knights of Columbus are doing at the Louisiana State Convention today and tomorrow. Tell us what's going on over there.
That's right. Our state convention starts today in Lafayette, Louisiana. And so this evening we have a memorial mass, and then the meet and greet, get together, and then tomorrow we kick off our convention, and it's going to be a full day of meetings and election of officers and all of our business functions, followed by a mass with everyone and a banquet. So it's going to be a busy day tomorrow.
Goodness. And that doesn't stop the Knights of Columbus, because I feel like every time we talk to you, it's always a busy day or a busy month. I mean, there's activities happening all the time. So tell us, there's current nominees for elected state officer positions. Tell us about a few of those.
So that's right. So we have nominees for our state deputy, state secretary, state treasurer, and state advocate. And so Vince Whittington's going to run for state deputy, Bobby Charpentier for state secretary, and Richard Yandel for state treasurer, and Mark Carver for state advocate, which means I'm stepping down. So after 7 years, I will no longer be the state advocate unless somebody throws my name in the hat at the last minute. And then we have two candidates so far for our state warden position, Bob Lino and Bill McCrossin. And so it'll be fun. I'm going to enjoy this convention, I can tell y'all right now.
So,
replaced, hopefully.
Eric, I had no idea that it's been 7 years that you've been the state advocate.
That is correct. That is correct.
Incredible.
And I think I started this before that. But I've been doing this for quite a while. But yeah, it's a busy day. You know, our Knights in North Louisiana are attending the Red Mass at Trinity Church in Shreveport, Louisiana. So they're going to attend Mass at 9, and once that's over with, we'll jump in their vehicles and head south to Lafayette for the convention. And so it's a busy day, busy couple of days for the Knights of Columbus.
It's going to be a busy summer, too, because you have summer games coming up, plus Special Olympic Louisiana State Games as well over at Southeastern in Hammond. So tell us a little bit about those.
So we do. And so we have the Special Olympics Louisiana State Summer Games on Saturday, May 20th. And if anyone is interested in participating in a jambalaya cook-off, they can do that. And it's part of the Special Olympics Louisiana. You can go to our website, our Facebook site, or our website, and there you can scan your code and log in register to participate. And then we're also participating in the Special Olympics State Summer Games May 20 and 21 on the bocce ball, is what we have been charged with running. And we need 200 volunteers, so they are fastly soliciting brother knights and family members to come help with the Louisiana State Special Olympics game bocce ball event. So you can get more information from that for our Facebook site, as well. Tim Helbring is coordinating that for us.
That's great. And so you need 200 volunteers. Is this over at Southeastern?
Correct. It will be at Southeastern. Well, it's with the Special Olympics.
And where can they go to register? And do you have to be a certain age to register? I'm thinking about service hours for the summer. My mom always made me get my service hours before the school year started.
I don't know. That's a good question. I'm sure Tim would have that information. And his information is on our Facebook site. And you can contact him either by email or his mobile phone. And see if there's an age limit. I know when my girls were younger, my daughter was 3 years old when I drug her out to help at Special Olympics. So I'm not sure what the age limit would be.
Okay. Well, Eric, you know, we have about a minute left, and I always love talking to the different Knights of Columbus. What does it mean to you to be a knight, and what was the inspiration for you to become a knight? We have about a minute left.
So my inspiration was I had a very good friend when I was in the men's club asked me if I would be interested. I always thought the knights were older men who hung out in beer gardens and cooked barbecue when I was growing up. And so when he asked, I thought about it and prayed on it and realized that the Knights of Columbus is a wonderful fraternal organization that helps the church, brother knights and their families, and even the parish as a whole, and have just enjoyed my time since I became a Knight of Columbus, which was probably only about 2005, I think, is when I joined. Wow. So it's been a wonderful experience for me.
You're an inspiration, Eric. Thank you so much. Eric Miller, State Advocate for the Louisiana State Council Knights of Columbus. Where can we go to find out more information about the Knights?
You can go to kfc.org, which is the Supreme website, or louisianakc.org, which is the Louisiana jurisdiction website. We'd love for y'all to check it out.
Thank you so much, Eric, for being with us today.
God bless.
Me too. Jeff Young, the Catholic foodie, joins us when we return from the break. We will also learn more about our saint of the day. It is 15 past the hour on Wake Up.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for May 5th. Today we celebrate Saint Hilary of Arles. It's been said that youth is wasted on the young. In some ways, that was true for today's saint. Born in France, Hilary came from an aristocratic family. In the course of his education, he encountered his relative Honoratus, who encouraged the young man to join him in the monastic life. Hilary did so. He continued to follow in the footsteps of Honoratus as bishop. Hilary was only 29 when he was chosen Bishop of Arles. The new youthful bishop undertook the role with confidence. He did manual labor to earn money for the poor. He sold sacred vessels to ransom captives. He became a magnificent orator. He traveled everywhere on foot, always wearing simple clothing. That was the bright side. Hilary encountered difficulty in his relationships with other bishops, over whom he had some jurisdiction. He unilaterally deposed one bishop. He selected another bishop to replace one who was very ill, but to complicate matters, did not die. Pope St. Leo the Great kept Hilary a bishop, but stripped him of some of his powers. Hilary died at 49. He was a man of talent and piety who, in due time, had learned how to be a bishop. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Alrighty, folks, 19 after the hour. So glad you could join us on this Friday morning. Thank you for tuning your heart to the truth. And thank you for watching us also on Catholic Life Television in Baton Rouge. Right now, we have as our guest, Jeff Young, the Catholic foodie. He is here on Cinco de Mayo. What better way to celebrate this day than with some Mexican recipes that are going to knock your sombrero off? Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. I need my sombrero.
Well, today you do.
Keep my bald head from getting sunburned, except we got...
I don't think that's going to be a problem today, though. I thought you meant to keep the rain out of your face. But anyway, let's talk about one of the recipes that we were talking about prior to the show. Everybody loves fish tacos, so you've got a recipe that's going to be pretty dynamite and we could try today, right?
I do. You know, fish tacos, when I was growing up, a long time ago, but fish tacos were not a thing around here. I mean, it was maybe a little too eclectic, especially, or exotic, I should say, especially just with my family growing up. I mean, we never had anything like that. And it wasn't until I spent 2 years. I lived in Mexico for 2 years with Mother Teresa's priest. I was in formation with them from the ages of, say, 18 to 20. And every once in a while, I got to run errands from Tijuana into San Diego. And when we did that, and then usually it was me driving a priest around, I was a driver, you know, for the community, we would stop to have lunch somewhere, you know, depends on how long we're going to be across the border there into the United States. And sometimes it was Carl's Jr., you know, and which I thought back then, it was like, boy, this is fancy. You know, it's not just your McDonald's or something. This is Carl's Jr., right?
Oh, yeah.
But every once in a while, we would go to this place called Rubio's. And their specialty, this is what they did, was Rubio's fish tacos. So my first time having fish tacos was, goodness, I was 18, 19 years old, probably. And very interesting. It was so different for me. I mean, like a whole different world. So you would have a firm white fish, you know, typically, and so you would think something maybe of, something a lot of like tilapia, which is a very firm fish, or grouper, or something like that. We talked about fish last week. Some of those firm fish you can grill.
Mm-hmm.
But they would kind of flash fry it, and then they serve it with a cabbage. You can have, like, typically it was red cabbage. You can have other fixings put on there if you wanted to, pico de gallo or something like that. But they would also put like this spicy, creamy sauce on it. And I just thought these were the best, you know, especially living among the poor like we did. And this was like a major treat anyway, because most of the time we weren't eating this well. So when I came back home, it was probably years before I had fish tacos again. And eventually I got to where I thought, well, why don't I just make them at home? Right, it's not that complicated. We have so much, we have very easy access to seafood here in South Louisiana. So, I mean, really all you need some kind of firm fish, right? Tilapia, grouper, we already mentioned. Olive oil, the juice of one lime, chili powder, one or two jalapeno peppers, seeded and chopped, and then about half a bunch of cilantro. Chopped, and then tortillas. You know, you can do it however you want to do it. I think when the original ones that I had were soft corn tacos, right?
Okay.
Soft corn shell, tortillas.
The tortillas versus the hard shell itself.
Right. But you could, and there's, again, no recipe police, so you can do what you want to do.
Sure.
You like the hard shells, do it. You like the flour, do it, right?
That's right.
And for the fixings, you know, we do the red cabbage chopped, some red onion, and you can thinly slice the red onion if you like, or chop it, whatever you want to do. Green onions, I like to put some of those on there too. We try to make a cream sauce that's somewhat similar to what I had originally at Rubio's. Sour cream or mayonnaise, sriracha, rooster sauce, right? Some hot sauce, you can use Crystal, Cholula. I love the Cholula.
Mm-hmm.
Chopped cilantro, juice of one lime, and even some kind of Cajun seasoning if you like that.
Yeah. How spicy is that after it's all said and done?
Well, it depends on
you. Sounds like it's pretty spicy based on what you just mentioned.
It depends on you if you're making that sauce.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, again, you do it to taste. So you're going to have to taste it along the way. But you can make it not as hot. You don't even have to add all the ingredients.
Some people don't like it spicy, but they want that flavor, you know?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
By the way, do you marinate the fish, or do you recommend marinating the fish prior to cooking it, and do you cook it in a pan or put it in the oven or on the grill?
Well,
share with us what the best way to go about doing that.
All kind of things.
Yeah,
that's right. You can. I do like to marinate the fish, and it doesn't have to be for too long, an hour maybe. You know, and it's neat because the way the fish are, you can make that marinade. You can just put it like in a resealable plastic baggie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
right.
What I do.
To avoid saying the brand names there. and just let it sit in the fridge, you know, for half an hour, and it kind of soaks up some of that flavor. And in terms of how you want to cook it, you can do it on the grill if you wanted to. You have to fire up the grill. You got to, you know, get your charcoal ready if you're at Dave's house.
Yeah, right. I like the black and give it a more of a crusty on my fish before I put it on my taco.
That's right. You can pan fry it if you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do it real quick. Just flash fry if you want. So it's really up to you how you want to do it. And other than that, really, it's just about assembling. You got to make the sauce if you want to, right?
Yeah.
It's just about the assembly. You know, sometimes in this world we live in, it's kind of busy, and you want to cut corners. You don't even have to do the cream sauce. You know, if you wanted to put like a really nice salsa or a pico de gallo or something like that, you can get it at the store.
You could.
Make the tacos.
What about if somebody wanted it fresh, though, Jeff? We got like 2 minutes. Give us a good, just what ingredients and how we chop it up and blend it for our own homemade salsa, since we're talking recipes.
Well, we like to use just fresh whole tomatoes. You know, garden tomatoes, mm-hmm. or Creoles.
Creole if you got them, yeah.
On them, right? Jalapeno peppers, seeded and chopped. But when I do the seeds on that, I always reserve some, because once that salsa is made, if I wanted to add a little heat to it, I want to put some of the seeds back in there.
Gotcha.
You know, so I like to reserve that. We like to use about half of a medium-sized sweet onion, like a Vidalia onion,
mm-hmm.
4 to 5 cloves of garlic, half a bunch of cilantro, the juice of one lime, some ground cumin, salt to taste, and just a little tiny bit of honey. I like to put a little sweetness into it, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you can do this. Look, you can get salsa. You get salsa sometimes that's chunky, we say. You know, if you look at the jar, it'll say chunky.
Right.
So sometimes you could do it that way. But we also have blended it. You know, stick it in the blender, food processor, something like that, and you can make it into a nice little salsa that you could use either with chips or put it on your tacos.
Exactly that. And instead of the cream, and some people may not like a mayonnaise. I got a brother-in-law; he won't touch anything that either even looks like mayonnaise. And so we would have to go the salsa route for him. Look, last but not least, we can't wrap up the show without a recommendation on margaritas. Do you drink them? And if you do, how do you fix them? Or do you just go to the daiquiri shop and get it frozen and say, or some Mexican restaurant and say, to heck with it, I'll drink them there?
No, I prefer when I make them, I mean, ingredients are everything.
Yeah.
Right? And so, I mean, first of all, you got to have a nice tequila. You don't want to go chinchy on the tequila.
No, okay? Not at all.
You need to have a nice smooth one, right? I mean, it's amazing the difference that a nicer tequila will make. But in terms of that, some sort of citrus, it could be Cointreau, it could be my memory is going here. But something
lime.
Along those lines, you could have that. And then I like fresh lime juice.
Yes.
Right? Fresh lime juice.
You throw any triple sec in there?
Well, yeah, the Cointreau is kind of a higher level triple sec.
Okay.
So you could do that. There's other liqueurs that are nicer than just your regular triple sec that you could use. Those are very good. But yes, a little bit of that, and a little bit of sweetness too. It depends on what you get from the triple sec. If it's not enough, then you can have maybe just a little dash of sugar or a little. Depends on how you're making it. You know, even put a little honey in there too.
And then shake it up real good and sip it along the way, right?
That fresh lime juice, though, you got to have that fresh lime. It's so good.
Yes.
All right, my brother. Well, I tell you what, you have covered the gamut. We've got fish tacos, salsa, and margaritas on the menu. What better way to celebrate Cinco de Mayo?
Mm-hmm. I know, and for us, we celebrate everything is like a week long, right? So today's and, just yeah. the start.
And that's right. You're going to have this at home or at somebody's house only because of the fact that it looks like Jazz Fest is going to be close to a rainout today.
Oh.
And I know you're a Jazz Fest fan, so forecast does not look good for today anyway. So anyway, happy Cinco de Mayo to you, my friend.
Well, thank you. Back to you.
And where do they go if they want to learn more about your recipes and get insight on some great food ideas?
CatholicFoodie.com is the digital hub there, but also Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
You name it, right? You're everywhere. Yeah. He's everywhere. All right, buddy. Thank you, Jeff. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
God bless you. Have a good weekend. All right, Jeff Young, the Catholic Foodie. Coming up next, we have Big Dave Dawson. He is at the Catholic Daughters Convention right here in Baton Rouge. We'll find out what's going on over there in just a moment. It's 30 after.
Welcome back. It's half past the hour on Wake Up. I'm David Dawson, and I am at the Crown Plaza in Baton Rouge, and we are having a wonderful time here with the Catholic Daughters of the Americas. This is the Louisiana chapter, and they're having their state convention here this weekend. I am with Trish Crombie. Welcome.
Thank you.
This is your 100th. Sure. This is your 100th anniversary.
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay. And what they just finished doing, y'all, is they just finished having a prayer walk. It was a rosary walk. It was incredible, and it was actually a fundraiser. Guess who the fundraiser was for? It was for Catholic Community Radio. So thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We really
Absolutely.
Appreciate that. We love working with the Catholic Daughters of America. All the things that you do, and we are happy to showcase that. While we're saying that, let's talk about the things that you do.
Well, we pretty much help everyone. Children, babies, teenagers, adults and elderly.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Circle of Love program that we call it, sort of our umbrella of where all of our charity and spiritual work is done. And we go around the state starting new courts. That's, in other words, a chapter. We have our own lingo.
Mm-hmm.
It's called a court. And we teach them what we do, how the structure works. And we just kind of set them free in their church parishes. And they choose what charities they want to work on, which is important to them in their region where they live.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Well, that's fine. As we're speaking here, you're going to hear more background noises as it gets more and more crowded as the day is starting to pick up here. We started off with some really bad weather, but, it's moved on. Now we're going to start having a good time here. Talk about the convention. I can tell you one thing that I saw that I was just, this has to be one of the most beautiful adoration chapels I have ever seen. And talk about that a little bit.
Our last convention 2 years ago was in Alexandria, and our state chaplain, Father Jason Palermo, mm-hmm. who is wonderful, him and his men in his church parish built a mobile adoration chapel. So they assembled it for us in Alexandria at the convention center where our convention was being held. And the women loved it so much. And I had asked him to be state chaplain another term. So when we were preparing for this convention here in Baton Rouge, I asked him to build it and bring it here in Baton Rouge. And he said, oh, we'd love to. So it's here again with the ladies, and they're already starting to enjoy it.
It's one of the most beautiful ones I've ever seen. I mean, you walk in, and it is in one of the conference rooms, but it actually has walls. It has stained glass windows. It has the beautiful altar. It's prettier than a lot of adoration chapels I've been in.
Wow.
I mean, it is really, really nice. So now, tell us about your other activities that you're going to be doing this weekend.
Well, this weekend is for, it's a just a multi-faceted weekend. So it's about spirituality,
all right,
about fun, and about business.
I'm seeing the fun part.
We're going to be electing new state officers at each convention, so that's part of the business.
Okay.
Just things that you have to take care of when you convene. We only have a convention every 2 years, so it's biennial. So we're electing new state offices this weekend and a nominating committee for the next convention.
Okay. That's sort of like we had the Knights of Columbus on. Right before that, they're having their state convention, and
this
they're doing
weekend,
the same thing.
I heard, yes.
Absolutely,
yes.
Absolutely. So they're doing the same thing. So you're kind of paralleling that, if you will.
They started us in 1903, actually. So a lot of our programs are sort of structured like theirs. Not exactly, but to an extent.
How big would you say it is in the state of Louisiana?
We have over 6,500 members just in Louisiana. And we have 100 courts.
100 courts.
100 courts. It's awesome.
Are the majority of them in South Louisiana?
Yes. Okay. Mid to South.
To South Louisiana. Yes. Okay. And I know for a fact that you're quite active because I've seen some of the work that you guys have done. You've kind of put it in a nutshell when you said all of the people that you help. But can you talk about one in particular that you do?
We're large pro-life supporters.
Okay.
And a lot of the courts do various charitable events and fundraising to support pro-life clinics in their area. The women are coming and they need help with diapers and counseling. And
we
support them with items and with money. We do both.
Mm-hmm.
And we partner with all of these clinics and that. What do y'all need? Let us know. And we're there.
And you're there. Right. You're there for them. Right. That is fantastic. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing people coming in. It looks like they have choir robes. What's about to happen this morning?
We are going to have our opening mass starting at 9 a.m. And all the officers that have robes, and it's going to be a robed mass. Bishop Duca is going to be with us celebrating our mass this morning.
Bishop
We're very
Duca
excited about that.
Of the Diocese of Baton Rouge is going to be here.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes.
I imagine quite a few other priests, Father Jason Palermo.
Yes, yeah, several priests and deacons will be with us. It's hard to say who's actually coming.
I just met one from the Homo Thibodeau Diocese.
Yes. Father Joseph. I don't remember his last name at the moment. Sorry about that.
Father.
Yeah, he's coming with us.
Okay. And Missionaries of Charity?
Our philanthropy project for the convention
is
the Missionaries of Charity that I chose. They are located right here in Baton Rouge.
Right.
And they work out of St. Agnes Church.
Yes.
And they have a lot of things that they need help with. They run a soup kitchen, and they house the women and children overnight.
Yes.
So they have a lot of needs. And I wanted to choose them because I knew that they needed help.
Yes. However, you've probably been there.
No, I haven't been there yet.
If you go there and you see the,
get there.
Yeah, and if you go there and you see the work they do, you definitely agree. They're never, ever not in need of food or help. You know,
so
because there's such
a demand.
The catch
to all this is they're not supposed to ask for anything.
Right.
So I said to my chairman, how am I going to give the ladies a list of items that they need if they can't tell me what they need? I said, okay, Mother Teresa trained them well.
Yes.
However, how am I going to figure out? So we had our little spies go over there and scope out the place.
Right.
And also we got in touch with the maintenance man. I said, go talk to those men. And they can tell you what they need. They're not obligated to not saying anything.
Right.
So they talked to the men, the facility men, and I had my little spies in there, and we got a nice big list of what they need. So we have a great collection going so far. I'm so excited. They are going to be pumped.
It's amazing what they do over there. How few of them are over there, but all of the things that they do for the amount of people they do it for. So you are definitely funding a very, very good cause. I think that's fantastic. Okay, so you were talking about the spirituality of it all. Then you were talking about the fun. I'm hearing about quite a few events that are going to be going on a little later on today. What's this about the Roaring Twenties?
Yes. So since we're 100 years old, that means obviously we was started in 1923.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, the 20s. They were having, Charleston and flapper parties and all that fun stuff. So I said, let's have a 1920s roaring party Friday night for our fun night. So we're having a buffet here at the hotel. And after that, we're going to have some Charleston dancing.
Whoa.
We have an informal dance contest going on. We have some judges and some prizes. And everybody's dressing up like the 20s, however they want to.
Yeah.
Men and women, because a lot of the spouses are invited and friends. So we're going to have men there with us and our friends.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's
and
wonderful.
Then tomorrow, Saturday evening at our banquet, since we are 100 years old, that means this is our 50th biennial convention. Well, the color of 50 is gold. So Saturday night at the banquet is our glitz and glamour gold night. So everybody's going to be in gold. Yeah.
Wonderful.
A little bit more of a formal get-together, but we'll be glitzing in gold Saturday night. It'll be fun.
That is fantastic. Okay.
And so the ladies really get into all the costumes.
And when does it end? The whole convention.
Oh,
not
Sunday?
The gold night.
Okay, I'm like, how about 2 a.m.?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
whenever they go home, right? Yeah, okay.
Sunday, we have 9 o'clock Mass again. We install the new state officers.
Okay.
And then we just have a short receiving line, and then we're done.
Okay, so this is your 100th anniversary, right?
Yes.
And it's because it's biannual, then this is your 50th
convention.
Okay,
right.
that you have only 2 years. Last year you did it in Alexandria, and this mm-hmm. year you're doing it in Baton Rouge. Mm-hmm. I love it that you're having it here in South Louisiana mm-hmm. because I love covering it. You know,
oh, thank
so
you.
So far I'm having fun.
Well, it's only fair to go across the state to share, so you buy, you know, to take turns being by where the women.
Absolutely.
Are.
Okay, your website. Look up Catholic Daughters of Louisiana.
Louisiana Catholic Daughters.
Tricia,
sorry.
Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
All right. We will be right back. Thank you for joining us on Wake Up.
Welcome back to Wake Up, 12 minutes before the top of the hour on this Friday morning. Damian Collado with you. So glad you could join us. With us now, Allison Daigle, CEO of Woman's New Life Clinic, here to give us her update on what's going on. And believe me, there's a lot going on. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning, Damian.
Hey, so, you know, we in Louisiana are thankful that we have legislators who believe that abortion is not right. However, that doesn't necessarily mean abortion is gone, huh?
That's correct. Yeah. I mean, we've said this, even though we are so grateful that all the abortion clinics in Louisiana are closed, the reality is unplanned pregnancies are still happening. We are still seeing women in crisis. You know, they are really lacking any financial and emotional support to really help them in a pregnancy. So when women do find themselves in that unplanned pregnancy, they're going to, you know, call us, and they still are. Women are calling us every day, coming in every day. They're in crisis, and they need our support. And women, the reality is also women can get abortion pills by mail. There are a lot
yes.
of groups, yeah, online and in the community that are telling women how to get them, even though it's illegal to purchase, to dispense pills by mail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not criminalizing any women, but it's a very dangerous practice when we're, you know, when people are pushing women to do this, because a lot of times women don't know how far along they are in their pregnancies. So taking these abortion pills without being seen by a medical provider is just really dangerous and could be harmful to her.
Well, they're putting their own life in danger, which is what they don't know. They think they're, you know, things are going to be just easy peasy, so to speak, but it's not. I mean, it can be rather traumatic, even if they do take the pill and the abortion, let's just say, takes place. That is not something one should do on their own ever. And at the same time, that's where you guys come in. You give them the guidance. And there's also a pill that can hopefully reverse that, right?
Yes, yes. That's one of our free services. We provide abortion pill reversal in both clinics in New Orleans and Baton Rouge. We have a woman's health nurse practitioner. And there's actually an international hotline. Any woman around the world can call this hotline. They put her in touch with an abortion pill reversal provider, and we get those phone calls. In fact, our nurse practitioner, she often gets them at 3 a.m. on a weekend, because that's when a woman is home, she's alone, she's taking maybe the first pill, and she has immediate regret. And time is of the essence when we do that abortion pill reversal, but we've had a great success. I think we're about at 87% success rate, which is higher than the national average. But it is so critical that women do receive authentic medical care. We want to make sure, you know, when a woman is considering that abortion pill and taking that at home, we do want her to call us, because our nurses and nurse practitioner can provide factual information about what's the reality. What does that actually look like when you take the pills? You know, what's the pain, the amount of bleeding? Because unfortunately, there's no medical oversight. So women do call in extreme pain, mm-hmm. heavy bleeding. They've been bleeding for weeks on end. It's really, really sad. And we also know that, you know, women do still travel out of state to go to, you know, get abortions. And we also know that the number one way a woman will find out about us is from an internet search. So it's really important that Woman's New Life Clinic has a really good online presence. Women can fill out an online submission form and write us a message. And in the last few weeks, I just wanted to share briefly, These are actual messages of women who are seeking our help or are looking for abortion. One woman said, I really made a mistake and I want to fix it. I have a child and I'm pregnant again and it's just too hard to have to deal with two kids in the position I'm in. I'm in an abusive relationship. Another said, I have no job and would have no help with my current pregnancy. And this list goes on and on. So this is why we're here, Damien. We want, this is why we employ professional counselors. We want to offer that free support, the resource referrals, lots and lots of material assistance. In the first quarter of this year, we've given away well over $15,000 in material support for women. And of course, we've got those free medical services.
That's fantastic. And to get those funds, you have to have events. I know you have your fun run and Run for Life and all the other things. But we've got a special one coming up in Baton Rouge called Saved in Hope, an evening with the bishop. Boy, what an event this is going to be. Share with our listeners, if you still have tickets and seats available, what they can expect and what the event is all for.
Thank you so much. Yeah, so we are expanding in Baton Rouge. We're actually going to double our clinic space. We're so excited. This is needed. So the renovations on the building that we purchased right across the street from our current building, they're set to begin this month. So this event was actually an idea by Bishop Duca himself. He said, let's celebrate the expansion. Let's kick this off and start raising funds in Baton Rouge. So Saved in Hope, an evening with Bishop Duca, will be next Wednesday or this next very next week, May 10th at Drusilla's Ballroom. The deadline is actually today to reserve seats. So if listeners want to join us, you can go to womansnewlife.com/savedinhope to reserve your seats today or make a donation.
Okay. And what are the seats? How much are they?
So we have various patron levels.
Okay.
And she can come in for the cocktail hour starting at 6:30. And then it is $7.50 for a pair of tickets to join us at the dinner. And so all of these funds that we're raising are to help us with the expansion, to hire new staff. And we can talk about that if you'd like. So we have lots and lots of needs, of course, to increase that online marketing presence as well.
Very good. Yes. And it's going to be a great meal, 4-course meal. And it's all to help Woman's New Life Clinic. And share with us, yes, you said staff. We've got a couple of minutes. You're going to beef it up? You're going to double your team or what?
Oh, yeah. So not quite doubling, but we do have positions available. If any of your listeners are mission aligned and interested in joining our team and serving the Lord in this way, listen up. In Baton Rouge, we need a counselor. So this is anyone, a professional counselor, anyone with a master's degree in a mental health related field like psychology or social work or counseling. If they have any, the more experience, the better. We also have a need for an administrative assistant in Baton Rouge. And New Orleans, we also have a need for a medical assistant and a community outreach coordinator. And that position helps us plan that super fun race that we have and the gala in the fall in New Orleans. So these positions are salaried. We have amazing benefits. We attend Mass as a staff every single day. It's absolutely beautiful. So if anybody's interested or if you know anyone, you can reach out to us. Simple email, info@womansnewlife.com.
That's great. info@womansnewlife.com. And I'm sure that's where they'll get a job description and even fill out an application if need be.
Yes, just send us an email and we'll be in touch right away.
Okay. Before we wrap up, I want to talk real quick, within a minute, talk about the positive things too. We talk about abortions and you guys are there, but you are also there for well woman's care too.
We are, yeah. So in addition to all those free unplanned pregnancy services, the pregnancy test, the ultrasound, the counseling, abortion pill reversal, we also have that woman's health nurse practitioner. We're actually looking for another woman's health nurse practitioner in Baton Rouge as well. Forgot to mention that, because she provides things like STD testing and treatment, prenatal care up to 20 weeks. She is amazing. She's also a Creighton practitioner. We offer instruction in 3 different methods of natural family planning or fertility awareness-based methods. Lots
awesome.
Of beautiful things happening. Amazing
yes.
stories every day.
And you are such a great leader, and God bless you. You Thanks. Are so gifted, Allison. Thank you for doing all that you do for God.
Thank you so much. God bless y'all. Have a great weekend.
Okay. Allison Daigle, CEO of Woman's New Life Clinic. Big event, as I said, Save and Hope, an evening with the bishop. Go and sign up if you haven't want to support and have a great meal at the same time. That'll be next week in Baton Rouge at Drusilla Seafood. All right. Time to end the week. And we always do that with a prayer. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, You are the way, the truth, and the life. I thank you for giving me the great grace of my Catholic faith, helping to share it with others, and the immense joy of this personal relationship that I have with you. May you continue to bless me and all those in our lives. Jesus, I trust in you. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. And thank you so much for joining us this week on Wake Up. Thank you to Jeff Blackwell, Ed Ball for making all this happen in the production side, Dave Dawson, Gabby Smith, and yours truly, Damian Collado. We appreciate all that you do and your support. Have a great weekend. Stay dry. We'll see you Monday on Wake Up.
Wake Up is a production of Catholic Community Media.